Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
yacht. Work the runway,
sir.
Work the runway,
sir.
Work the runway,
sir.
Work the runway. Work the runway,
sir.
Work the runway,
sir.
Work the runway,
sir.
Work the runway, yacht.
Thank you. together. Put your hands together. For the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, the legendary.
The legendary. Kelly is right.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are back on the motherfucking air for another installment of the show. Yes, we are live on the air. I am your girlfriends, Twitter your girlfriends, Yahoo your girlfriends, and let them know we are on the air and we are about to recap this weekend, honey. It was definitely a couple of balls out of state this weekend. I know Rodney was at one in Chicago. I think Rodney's going to be calling in to give us a tea on what happened in Chicago. But it was definitely gay pride in New York City this weekend. And it was definitely on and it was popping this week in the city, honey. And I had a blast this weekend. I didn't do any gay events this weekend. I went to the Village on Friday night, and on Saturday I went to the Village. But mostly all my parties that I went to this weekend was the lesbian events, because, you know, I was either on the mic or I was judging a ball for the lesbians this weekend. So, you know, I was being paid to do what I do. So, you know, I didn't do the girls this weekend. I did the lesbians this weekend. It was definitely cute. It was definitely fun. I'm going to recap the lesbian function. I'm going to recap last night of me on the motherfucking mic at Webster motherfucking Hall on the grand main stage, honey, doing it up with the lesbians and Mother Teresa Mizrahi and Lover Girls Entertainment had a little mini function last night at Webster Hall. It was really cute, and I had fun, and it was just everything to be standing up so high on the stage at Webster Hall and looking down at all the lesbians and the crowd, and the lesbians was just going crazy. It was packed from wall to wall, from all four floors. It was just packed lesbian central, honey. But I definitely want to start the show out with my happy birthday shout-outs. It's a lot of Ebony's birthdays today, but I definitely want to give a shout-out, happy birthday shout-out to Father Banks Ebony. I definitely want to give a shout-out, a happy birthday shout-out to Little Mama Ebony. I want to definitely give a birthday shout-out to Magic Ebony, and I definitely want to give a birthday shout-out to Greg Miyake Mugler. It is your birthday. Happy motherfucking birthday from the legendary one herself, Kelly Mizrahi. How you doing? But let's not, oh, wait, hold on, somebody's hitting me up. Who is this hitting me up, honey? Oh, hold on. I definitely want to go straight into my co-host. Can I please get my first co-host all the way from VA, Virginia, Jaquan Ebony? How are you doing, Jaquan?
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Nothing. What are you doing? I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
Nothing. I'm relaxing, honey. I got up today and was doing some summer cleaning today, honey, and dusting the things down in my house, because, you know, everything is mostly wood in here, dusting things down and changing clothes and stuff around and, you know, bringing out more summer clothes and putting up more of the winter clothes and things. And, you know, just enjoying life. Yes, you know, I'm drama and fag free. So I'm just enjoying every minute of it.
I know that's, you know, right.
I'm just really enjoying it. Like, you know, without all the drama, without all the fags, without all the phoniness, I'll save the phoniness for when I pay my $30 or my $20 or somebody asks me to be on their judges panel. I'll save my phoniness for that. But besides that, I'm just loving it. Just, you know, it's just great.
Oh, that's good. You sound happy.
Definitely happy. Definitely happy and enjoy life, and it's just a blast.
Where's Sha Sha?
We about to go get Sha Sha right now.
Y'all know what's up. Ain't there a hoe got more booty in the bus.
Pull over, that ass is
Destroyer is definitely in the motherfucking building.
I'm in the building. What's going on, Kelly? What's going on, co-host?
My name is Jaquan.
Oh, the light-skinned boy, right?
Huh?
The light-skinned boy, right?
Yes.
Mr. Rocky?
No, he's an Ebony.
Oh, he's an Ebony. Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to say about my mother, Tiana Ball, how the girl shaved my mother Ball, and how whoever wants that $1,000 in Chicago for Marco Ball, they will be chopped.
Oh, why?
Because the girl I don't know why the girl shaved my mother bald like that, but they will gag.
Oh, they shaved Tiana's ball? The girls didn't come out to Tiana's ball?
They did not come to my mother bald. They was on Belmont sucking dick, Kelly.
Oh, shit.
No, the girls is on Belmont sucking dick.
Because, you know, it was gay pride the next day.
Ooh.
And let me tell you about gay pride in Chicago. When I tell you the pretty boy was getting cut up from left to right, the legs was going crazy. They was breaking to stores, throwing fire into stores, breaking to stores. Baby, it was going down in Chicago for gay pride.
Ooh,
oh, my
no.
God. That was no place for me.
Oh, no.
I should have just came to New York. I should have got on the Greyhound, came to New York.
Baby,
who got cut? Know?
New York.
Some pretty boy from Omni.
Oh, we got to get the tea on. What pretty boy got caught, honey? Baby. Oh, no, that was a mess, honey.
Oh, my God.
That was a mess, honey.
And when I said you, Kelly, I promise you, Kelly, and I'm not going to exaggerate, that boy is so pretty. Like, he would never forget that mark on his face. That mark is from his eyeball. Cause when they cut him, they cut him in his eyeball.
Ooh.
They had to do surgery. Like, literally, I looked into his face. Side of his face was not like it was not him. Like, they really cut him, like, to try to kill this man, like, for real. And I seen him, like, a week before he, you know, got cut. And I seen him yesterday, and I was like, why? Because he had, like, a white bandage on his face, and I had to get into it. His whole side of his face was, like, damaged.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
And when I tell you, Kelly, I just wanted to cry, like, because he is so pretty. Like, you wouldn't think that he would have got cut like that. And it was all about, you know, he say stuff and, you know, on some drunk stuff, and now the boy is, he's messed up for the rest of his life.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
Where's my
wife? Hold on! We have a caller, honey. 773-517. You're live on the air on the recap show. How the fuck you doing, caller?
What's going on, my name is Jarrell, Ms. Rahe from Chicago.
Thank you.
What's up, how you feeling today?
I just made me some baked chicken macaroni and some corn.
Yeah, I stopped in for a second.
Oh, you stopped in for a second?
Yeah, I went by, see what was going on.
Oh, Chad, so the girls really shaded my sister and Tiana.
Well, you know, I don't know why, but you know, Tiana's a really sweet person. That's my sister. I love her. So I was there to support her.
Oh, no.
So did you hear about the boy that got, like, he had to get 42 stitches in his face, the pretty boy that pretty boy in Omni?
I really get it. Yeah, Shasha was telling us about that.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I'm going to give you the information so you can, like, get on Facebook, Kelly, and I want you to look up his picture, and you would, I swear to God, Kelly, you would literally cry if you see what I'm talking about. He is gone for the rest of his life. That scar cannot be removed from his face. I don't think an electrolysis would do that.
But you know, you like your sister, so you might as well pay for some plastic surgery.
With my SSI check?
But wait, hold on. So why did he get caught?
No, that little boy got a lot of mouth, though. He got a lot of mouth, you know.
But he do, but let me tell you something. It ain't nothing in this world for a person to cut you in your face so you can look in that mirror and be miserable for the rest of your life because of what you're saying out your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, wait. I think you should recap that because, you know, you ain't telling anybody you were in Memphis how to fight, did you?
Yes, we did.
Yes. You know, Sasha, so I Memphis had a fight, too, up here.
But you have to understand.
Hold on. I don't want to get to Sasha and Memphis fight. I want to know about the fight because you
know I
can
tell
you. I want to know about the fight between Thaddeus and Berlin.
Oh, I went Thaddeus and Berlin had a fight.
Well, baby, that's what the tea I'm getting.
Yeah, I heard about it, but, you know, I wasn't there. I didn't even see that part. I left early.
Oh, well, baby, honey. Switchboard, can you please, Miss Ebony, can you please find Father Rodney's phone number and bring him up on the line and play his theme music, Miss Ebony? Yes. But I...
Hello,
Rodney.
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 Possibly.
But Ebony is really killing.
Yeah.
But Ebony just hit me up and said, "Last time."
Wow. I can't wait to get to Orlando.
Oh my God, honey.
Oh, that was.
Oh
funny.
My God. So
I
Rodney, what balls was you at this weekend?
I went to Chicago. I was outside with everybody else at Tayana's ball. I didn't get a chance to go to AJ's ball. So I just had fun hanging out for their pride and stuff like that.
I didn't see you, Rodney.
I see Rodney.
Well,
Rodney was.
They was telling me about the two-piece that Memphis gave you, Shasha. I was just about to talk about that, and Contrell brought it up. So you know,
first of all.
Can I say something, Kelly? Let me tell you something. You know the kids would get in only if you let them. Okay? First of all, if you would have gave me a two-piece right now, I would be at Cook County Correctional Center right now for first-degree murder, and I promise you, Kelly, I'm not lying to you. We had an altercation because Jay Mizrahi had got his car shot out front of his apartment, whatever the case may be.
Oh, my God.
He got his car. Trey was shooting at my roommate. Shot at Jay Mizrahi. Almost killed Memphis, Jay, and some other people. Luckily, they didn't get killed. They just got his window busted out, whatever. And he thought that I wasn't concerned. He just said, y'all should have died. I did not mean it like that because he was trying to literally spit in my face. And one thing you just don't do is spit in nobody. You know what I'm saying?
And then my bipolar
kicked in, Kelly.
So what happened when your bipolar kicked in, girl?
I said, call.
I'm just listening.
I was ready.
Ugh. He tried to spit on you.
He was literally trying to spit in me at first. And then I got to Jackson Park. I was facing the other way. I didn't even see him coming, like, you know what I'm saying, from my direction because I was smoking, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And he came, like, he popped me, you know what I'm saying. And then after he popped me, I had, like, a mirror in my hand. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, I was, you know, looking at myself, and I had this big mirror in my hand. And then when he popped me, that's when my bipolar kicked in, and that's when the mirror came in going crazy.
Oh, no, honey. So it was
oh my
crazy
God!
Weekend.
Yes, he left
it. It was a crazy weekend in Chicago.
Yes, it have been. It's been a hell. Like it's been like some really crazy, outrageous 2010 crazy stops.
I'm gagging. I'm really gagging that the girls in Chicago paid my sister's ball mistake. My sister goes to everybody ball.
But let me tell you something, Kelly. The girl, I think, I'm going to tell you the reason why the girls really paid it. Because, first of all, most of the girls that couldn't go to the ball because, you know, Social Security don't come till Thursday. They didn't have the money, the funds. So everything is worked by the government in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the Herrera ball, they're going to be straight. They're going to come and pay that $30 with no problem.
Because they get their first of the month check, right?
They get their first of the month on the first, which is Thursday, and the ball is that weekend. They're going to be ready for the whole weekend because, you know, Black Friday is coming up this weekend, too. But you have to look at the format has golf. You can't get mad at that.
It was also two balls the same day, and then plus it was fried, so it was a lot to do here this weekend.
Oh, I'm gagging.
So I think that was maybe.
I did have fun. Mario Balenciaga, my brother, showed me a good time. We hung out. We was drinking all day, and all night.
And there was 1,000 boys here in the city, so, you know, I'm pretty sure Rodney was going to have a good time.
And, you know, Rodney loved his liquor, baby. I knew he had a good time.
I was informed that AJ Ninja had a ball. They said, no one was hardly there either, but he did give out all the money for all the categories. That was cash, and shout out
to heard that too.
Nada for winning runway for the 500.
And she had to battle herself.
I forgot about that ball.
Well, I had fun this weekend. I didn't do any of the gay parties or any of the gay events. You know, I stuck very lesbian, you know, what I am.
Yeah, how you going to say you didn't go to no gay event?
No, I didn't go to the facts. To the Butch Queen.
Why not, Kelly?
Lesbians are gay.
Yeah,
right.
I was with my lesbian community because, you know what, I realized, you know, I'm going to take and pay my $30 or my $20 when I have to, or if somebody asks me to come and be on their judges panel, I'm going to come and be on the girls' judges panel. And I'm just going to be phony at that time. I don't have to be phony all the 300 and whatever days of the year that it ain't a ball. But when it's time for ballroom and the main screen ballroom scene, I can deal with being phony. It's 2010, and I really don't want to be phony no more for 2010. So I stuck far away from the gay girls, from the Butch Queens and the Femme Queens. I did the lesbian scene. It was really cute. I did the Webster Hall party with Miss Tracy Smith from Why Did I Get Married Too. Me and her was on the mic, and Jamie Balenciaga was on the mic last night at Webster Hall. It was really cute. The lesbians was out. It was packed. I did Aisha's lesbian ball on Saturday. It was draining. It was horrible. They had like 40 intermissions. It was a mess. I thank the lesbian community that whatever's going on between Shady Prada, Aisha Prodigy, and Jamie Balenciaga, I think they all need to sit down and they need to work it out as adults and get that community, get their little lesbian community that they got together because the things that's going on between them is going to make that lesbian community fail because then you have Aisha balls come around and then she don't really have that many girls in her ball and they ball come around and they have all the girls that they ball. They need to just all get that shit together so they can work together and just everybody come out and have fun because I love the lesbian community. I really do. I went to Little Kiki ball, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday last week and pulled my knee out of socket doing the old school Ashley and Mystery Michaela voguing against Miss Kool-Aid. Fucked up my knee real bad. Yes, baby. When I say I was getting
what you say, Kelly? You did what, Kelly?
I did an old school Michaela mistake. You know, this bitch came out and her Kiki house was going up and my Kiki house was going up, so I had to give them a show, bitch. The whole knee jumped out of socket, bitch. I'm trying to get this together. What happened, Shasha?
What a minute. You said your knees did what, bitch? You ain't lying, Kelly.
My whole knee jumped out of socket, honey. I've been in my little dresses with my flip-flops and my little sandals, And I need to be in a stiletto this weekend for L.A., so I'm trying to hope this knee get back together before this weekend, because I need to be in my leopard stiletto for this weekend for L.A. But the knee is really fucked up, and it's not. I can't wear them shoes.
So question. Kelly, are you coming to Chicago for the Herrera Ball?
I'm leaving Friday morning at 7:30, and I'll be in L.A. at 10:30. I'll be in LA for Friday into Tuesday, and I'll be back in New York on Tuesday. But I'll be doing the show next week. We're only here on Monday. This is the last Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, and next week we're only here on Monday. But I'll be broadcasting live next week from LA.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will not be in Chicago.
Wow.
But,
oh shit! You had to make that now.
Why would I be here? Listen,
I
want to
know why. I want to know why legendary Kelly Mizrahi is not going to be for be walking for the $1,000 film queen
Brooklyn.
Because she did not like Marco.
Uncle Rodney, you said that it's
it ain't got nothing to do with not liking Marco, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do, right? I know if a ball is going to be draining or if a ball is going to be kicked, right? Because
I'm doing a show.
No, because I get my flyers and I look on the flyers and I say, oh, okay, they got my category. Well, I might walk. I'm not gonna walk. Then I look and I say, go to the back and I say, oh, the commentator. Ooh, they got Jackie Kool-Aid on the mic. Oh, well, bitch, I think I'm gonna be there. It's gonna be cute, baby. The girls got the girls on the microphone on their flyer, Miss Thing, but I don't think the girls gonna be there, Miss Thing.
Who commentates?
So are you saying that Jack is not commentating the Herrera Ball? Is that what you're saying?
I can't speak for Jack. But I know that him and Kool-Aid name is on the flyer for the ball in L.A. also, so I can't speak for them, but I know
well,
I'll
Kelly,
be in L.A.
Balls are different days.
The balls are different days, but, you know, I can't speak for the girls. I mean, one ball is on Saturday and one ball is on Sunday. But I know
all
the
right.
girls love going to the beach, honey, and the girls love that medicine from L.A.
Oh.
But I know Mark will probably get a little extra little money to, you know, come there.
Baby, honey.
Contreras, you had a question for me? I, you know what? I forgot. They just threw me off my square.
Okay. Why?
Blackjack, don't laugh at Black. Please, don't laugh at him.
I want to know about this motherfucking Thaddeus at Berlin. I want to know what happened. Somebody needs to fight on the team. Or what happened with Thaddeus at Berlin? They said they had a fight this weekend, too.
I wonder what they're fighting about.
I don't know, but Miss Thaddeus been into a lot of fights, honey. Thaddeus been really throwing it down.
But you know, the girls be getting mad at Thaddeus because she be taking people men and shit.
But
oh,
I thought Thaddeus had a man.
This they be wanting
no.
Thaddeus, you know, Thaddeus do have a boyfriend, and I think that she's faithful to her boyfriend. But you know, they like Thaddeus, and so you know, I'm not sure. But Berlin get play too, so I ain't trying to say Berlin don't get no play.
Let me interject
on that. I was there.
What happened?
Give me the dirt.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got the tea. Thaddeus owes Berlin $100 because he got a ticket on his car. I just got the tea. That's the
oh, yeah.
He got a ticket on Thaddeus. He got a ticket on Berlin's car, and Berlin wanted his coins, Miss Thing, after he got his $250 last week from Jay and the boy. He wanted $100 out of the $250 that he won. That was supposed to be $1,000. And Thaddeus gave the
oh. Hold on, wait a minute. Rewind. So how much did they get for it? They didn't get the $1,000. They got how much?
Well, $250.
$250, but I got a caller. Hold on. 704-737.
You're live on the recap show. That is Marcus.
Kentrell, keep it cute. Tracy beat your girlfriend fair and square.
Who's my girlfriend?
Gio Evisu.
I don't even hang out with no. I don't even know who Queen is. So
what she be cute. She walked fair and square.
First of all, now Marcus, if you have to come all the way on this radio station,
I sent you a text, but you tried it on the radio, and I'm still in Chicago, so nope. And I'll see you in a little while.
Wait a minute, is this Neiman Marcus?
Yeah, I was going out. No, that's not Neiman Marcus. Marcus is kind of from North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So how you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing wonderful, honey.
Wait. Dustin is trying to see him. First of all, Tracy is one of my best friends, so Dustin is trying. Everybody knows that.
Well, hold on, honey. Maybe this is somebody else from the Midwest that can fill in on this story, honey. 513-526, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Corla? 513-526, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're not live on the air, honey. Well, bitch, Miss Thing, Miss Thaddeus, you should have paid that girl her coins, Miss Thing, honey. Hold on. Tiana, you are live on the motherfucking air, honey. This is the icon herself, Tiana Milan. You are live on the air.
Hi, you guys.
What's going on,
Tiana?
What's up?
What's going on, daughter?
Hey. Okay, let me fill you bitches in.
Hold on, sister.
I know you girls are ready.
I was very upset, sister, that these bitches didn't come to your motherfucking ball. I didn't even know you was having a ball, Miss Day, because I would have came, Miss Day.
it was a last-minute thing, but, you know, it was a lot going on, like Kentrell said, and he is very supportive. Like Kentrell said, it was a lot going on this weekend. So, you know, I didn't lose anything. I didn't gain anything, but I didn't lose anything.
I know, that's right.
So, it was what it was. Hey, people have their good and bad days. You know what I'm saying? Everybody have their day. It was our Vernon first, then it was me, and who's going to be next?
Are you going to be in Chicago this weekend, or are you going to L.A.?
Most definitely, I'm going to be here in Chicago. You know, I have to support Marco. Because Marco have, you know, he's been real supportive of me, you know, so.
I like that, Tiana. I like that.
Okay, to you girls, listen, to the girls in the chat room, just asking who is Icon. You know, everybody else is going around deeming everybody Icons. So I have my radio Icons, and I'm deeming the girls on the radio Icon, bitch. I'm letting you mistake. Ain't nobody else following the rules, mistake. So why should I follow the fucking rules? And I deem my sisters, I deem my three big sisters Icons, honey. Jasmine, Jennifer, and motherfucking Tiana. I deem them Icons, okay? So y'all girls in the chat room talking about who's Icon, honey. I'm deeming, bitches. Anybody else deeming in this passing away, bitch? So why can't I do it? What the fuck? I've been in this game 15 years like everybody else. What the fuck? Okay, go ahead, Tiana.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that. I will most definitely be there to support Marco.
That's sweet.
Oh, and Divine, too. I'm going to try to make it out for her, even though the next day I will probably have to take an early, early flight, but most definitely. And Sasha, can you tell me that, you know, they shaded my ball? Stop saying that I'm going to make people gay because I'm not that type of person.
I'm not that type of person.
Well, you must definitely say it.
I'm talking to people that you're going to, you know.
What am I going to do?
I said the people that's going to do it for you.
Oh, well, I don't have nothing to do with what people do. I know it was one house that really did shave my ball. That was the house of Escada. Well, congratulations to y'all, $500 win.
Hold on, can I speak on record?
And Kelly, speaking of fighting, did they tell you that the scholars was up there beating up each other?
Oh, yeah, Velma, yesterday.
The
fight was between Miquel and Charmaine, their father.
Miquel.
If we're gonna make it hot, let's do it now.
Let's congratulate the new mother of Mizrahi, Kima.
Kima is, first of all, Kima is
congratulations, Kima.
I can congratulate Kima, because mothers and fathers does not happen through chapter parents. That happens through the overalls, and it did not come across my airways, so we can discongratulate Miss Kima as being
not
anything.
Come on, Kelly.
Is Keisha around, Miss Raheem?
I'm going to forward you the text message.
First of all, they are just...
We're just saying what they said.
What are you, who said this?
They said Keisha is just a member.
No, that's not the text message I have.
Well, they want her to be mother.
That text message that you had is wrong, honey, and I'm clarifying that text message.
Ooh. Come on, Kelly.
Well, Marcus, I guess we both was last too, huh?
Huh?
I guess we both was lied to.
Oh, but right, we guess we was lied to. But no, Tayana, we did not pay your ball. We had all intentions of going to your ball as well.
No sense of talking about it. It is what it is. I enjoy myself. You guys enjoy yourself. I'm not shading you guys. I just was joking.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Tayana. You're very professional, Tayana.
Well, hold on. I want to know.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Jaquan, are you still there with me, Jaquan?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jaquan, I didn't know you was on here.
Because it seems like Chicago has been taking over the show for the last 2 weeks, honey. Jaquan, did anything happen in Virginia this weekend?
Hell no, and nothing happened.
Oh. Well, baby, I need to find, is Aunt really in custody? They said Aunt is in custody.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, it's a mess.
Because I know they are gaggers, and I feel so bad. You know what? I sit here, and we talk about people and their situations, and we make jokes out of it. But when people, I really feel bad for people.
How to get locked up, like, that's just so sad.
I really do feel bad for people. Like, we make jokes out of it, but I really do feel bad for people when they get locked up because, baby, I know how it is. I was in for 2 years, so I know how it is, bitch. When you have to eat on a time schedule, they count you like you're a motherfucking pig and a motherfucking and out in the yard, bitch, and all types of things. I really do feel bad for people when they get locked up. And it's not a place for anybody because I want to let all you girls out there that's listening on the phone lines and in the chat room, let me tell you something. Every bitch that you think is your girlfriend when you home on the street, they're your girlfriends because you're in their face and you're on their mind. When you're not in their face, you're not on their mind, bitch. And I know how it is because, bitch, I send out 12 self-addressed stamped envelopes when I was in jail, and I only got one letter back from one queen with those 12 self-addressed stamped envelopes. So these girls is not really your girlfriends. They're only your girlfriends because your craft is working and your shit is pumping. But when you're gone, they got to the next bitch, honey. So I really feel bad for all the girls
going
through this situation. And I definitely got a word of wisdom for those girls that are locked up and the girls that's out on the street. I have to definitely have a word of wisdom that I'm going to give y'all a little bit later on in the show, but I definitely do have some words of wisdom, honey. How you doing?
So, Kelly.
What else happened on Belmont? Did anybody get caught sucking anything on Belmont?
No, they were just fighting it. That's got it.
But the girls is always fighting.
You know what? You are at me, Tayana.
Wait, Kelly,
I got to tell you this before I slip my mind. I had to take Marcus to the bathhouse to pick up the rest of the Scottish.
Oh my God! They really got bathhouses.
I don't know if Marcus is going to speak on this, but I want to know why Lala left the house in Scottish.
I don't know. I heard she was mother of Miss Rahi, Indiana. I've been hitting you up all weekend.
Oh, baby.
Promotion.
Baby,
no shade.
And they say they owe it all to Kentrell.
Wait, don't do that.
I don't know. But we, you know, Lala is definitely a talented individual, and we hope that, you know, wherever she goes, she's going to be successful. So, you know, and people have a tendency to come home. They leave for a little while, and they come back, and that happens to, you know, the best of houses. It's going to be happening this weekend.
Well, I wouldn't open up my door for them.
Well, I agree.
Wow, baby.
Tiana's just gonna open her door.
I don't know. It's a lot of. I don't know. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what is going on in the house of Escada, because it's a lot of girls leaving the house of Escada, mistaken joining.
Well, Miguel said, quote me if I'm wrong, Rodney.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna leave that alone.
Go ahead. I want to hear what you're about to say, so I can tell you.
I don't know. I forgot her name. Her name has slipped my mind right now. But the little Fib Queens, I think she's from Philly or the Baltimore area, that was in Escada. She's real as rain with the braces. She is now in Milan now.
Yes,
I think that's her name. I want to definitely congratulate her on being in Milan. Why choice? I spoke to her at the Blonic Ball, and she said she was making her choice about the house she wanted to go to. And I see up on her MySpace page now that she's definitely in Milan. So congratulations to her. But I need to find out what's going on. I need to get an email, Marcus, up here to find out what's going on with all these girls leaving.
No, you're talking to the right person.
I think that people, you know, Kelly, to be quite honest with you, I think a lot of people leave in hopes of, you know, leadership positions, and, you know, they end up gagging when they don't get them because they're given unfulfilled and broken promises. And, you know, to go be mothers and fathers and whatever they're going to be. And that's what they're, you know, that's certainly not the case with Niecy. She's definitely a beautiful girl. And, you know, she just decided to go another way. You know, she lives in Philadelphia. You know, at this point, there's no, you know, leadership there per se in that particular city. So, you know, she chose to go other places. But, you know, in regards to other people, I think they're, you know, as talented as they are, they don't have a mind of their own, and they're going out and doing things, you know, whatever they want to go do.
Hold on. That's
my
personal thing. I'm one of the people that left the house of Escada. If anybody knows that, if I
should...
As far as being in the house of Escada, don't get me wrong, I love the house, I love Neiman, but things, as far as structure and things up here, it's not correct. So me personally went to our house, which is Ms. Rahi, to have things in order, so that's why I left myself. Now, due to the Rock Socket members that was in the house, like Lala, I was the main roots with the twist, Lala was the main Vogue film, T.O. leaving, and Kima, of the year, Film Queen Realness, Rock Socket, hands down. Everybody's just leaving because, like, it's the leadership position that's going on right now. Now, if the leaders change and make some suggestions to change and do what they have to do, but as of now, I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm not leaving. So, like you said, the girls are coming back. I'm not leaving this right here. So,
Kendra, you told me the reason why Kima left is because Kim's coming out as mother, and she felt that she needed a mother.
No, I didn't tell you that.
Right, they said
Kima.
I
can't
tell you that, Tiana.
I can't comment on anything right now.
Sister, now, don't even try to sit here. Sister, you know, Tiana, cook it up, try to get
now,
the
dirt. I apologize. If you're telling me I should never say it, yeah, I apologize. It slipped. But you remember that conversation that we had?
I don't think Kima left because for her to be mother, because, you know, Kima has been offered a couple of mother positions.
Let me stop y'all for a minute because, you know, y'all losing my chat room listeners. You know, if we're going to talk about girls, okay, there's no need, and I'm not trying to be shady, and if we're going to talk about girls, we have to talk about girls that the girls know, Miss Thing. Miss Kima is not nobody that anybody's know. So we're not going to dwell and talk about Miss Kima because nobody knows Miss Kima. Okay.
It's Mother Miss Robbie.
If you say you said Lala, the girls know Miss Lala. You said Miss Niecy, the girls know Miss Niecy. We're going to talk about girls that the girls know. All these Kimas and Demas and Hemas and Shemas. We're not going to sit here and we're not going to dwell on those girls because we don't know those girls. But I definitely have to give a big shout out to my sister, Diamond Miss Rahi. Rest in peace. This is her 3rd year anniversary of her death. Sister, I still love you. You're still in my mind. You're still in my prayers. I still remember you shaking those titties down on 14th Street. We love you, sister. Yes. Now, let's back on to all this other stuff, honey. If any of you girls is out there and saying y'all got any recaps or any scandals and teas that the girls left out from Chicago or from New York or anybody that was sucking and fucking in New York or black or gay pride in Chicago, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely taking calls, and we are live on the motherfucking ear.
I just want to know where Smile Milan at. He's been up here for almost 2 weeks. I haven't seen him yet.
But what happened? I thought Smiles was coming over to your house.
He did, but one of the knuckleheads manipulated him not to come over. You know how the girls are. They get jaded and jealous.
Well, I think
I made a meatloaf, scalloped potatoes, onions, cheese, and you know, banana pudding.
Shasha, you did too much. All you needed was a motherfucking
peanut butter jelly sandwich.
All you needed was a twenty bag of motherfucking Sabo Dizu mistake. You do too much. I'm gonna have to give you lessons 101 and how to get the children over mistake. You got to get that Sabo Dizu mistake and you get that motherfucking blunt rat bitch, and that brings them over. They say all that cooking and stuff. You gotta cook after they smoke while they rolling that blunt up. Then you cook it because after they get that high, mistake, then they got the munchies. After they get the munchies, mistake, they want to lay down, mistake, and that's when you come lay down and you lay those titties all up on them, honey, and you start caressing, and they start caressing, and then you unbuckle in the pants, and as you unbuckle in the pants, mistake, you swallowing it, mistake. That's how you got to do it. All that cooking and shit comes 2-3 months after you make me a man. You got to get them the munchie snacks.
Okay, now I got
it. That's how you got to do it. And they love that, baby. And then you have the PlayStation, and you have the Wii or the Xbox 360. You know they love to play games, honey, or the basketball games on TV.
Kelly, you go over to Sasha's house, you land to buy.
First of all, let me tell you something. You're not going to sit there from all these listeners and tell these people a lot like that because you came over here plenty of times.
That's how you get shot at so hell.
Listen. I live on the 15th floor. She literally walked from the first floor to the 15th floor to see who was in my house.
Hold on. And I cannot forget the icon himself. Passed away on Friday, made a year, Michael Jackson. And we can't forget today. It's after 12 o'clock that today the legendary pumping girl herself, Miss Kelly Harbor, passed away 2 years ago today, honey. So we definitely have to, those girls are definitely in our prayers, honey. Definitely Michael Jackson. Oh, but wait, hold on. Kelly Harper, she used to pump all the girls. All the old school girls is running around with all this body and the silicone mistake. Some of the girls' silicone is soft. Some of the girls' silicone is hard. I'm not going to mention anybody's names. I'm not going to throw nobody names up there. But you girls know who you are, that your silicone is hard and things, mistake. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not going to mention them.
Why do I get hurt, Kelly?
Did any of y'all see the BET Awards last night?
Yes, I see.
Yes, I did.
Did y'all see the motherfucking tribute from Chris Brown to Michael Jackson? It had me about to cry. It had me in here about to really cry last night.
Yeah.
I was really gagging. He moved me to tears.
Shit.
And you know I don't cry often, bitch. I'm a big bitch and I don't cry often. But that moved me to tears. That moved me to tears last night.
Did you see the insider about it? They said it had been a publicity stunt.
Oh, they said that was a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
The insider need to stop riding Chris Brown dick, mistake. Leave Chris Brown alone, mistake. I'm really gagging at them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really gagging at them. They is really shady, honey.
Yeah.
Honey,
what's that noise?
I'm on iChat. You know, I'm on iChat. I have my iChat co-host, honey. And my iChat co-host, honey, he be filling me in on things. So, you know, that was his computer on the background, you know. Big shout out to my iChat co-host. How you doing? Yeah. But I want to know, somebody said it was something that happened in Philly this weekend. I want to know what went on in Philly this weekend. Something about Christina Tsunami and Kevin Prodigy and his legendary status or something. She made some type of comments at the Breakfast Club on Friday. If anybody knows any tea about that, please feel free to definitely call in here and hit it up. Oh, Nicki Minaj, Nicki, stay away from my son, Nicki. Okay, Nicki, stay away from my son, honey. My son is here, and he is enjoying his 2 month vacation, and he is leaving to go back to school. Okay, hold on. We have a caller, 718
783. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
I had your son before you became his mother. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Jaquan.
Oh. So where's my 718783 caller?
I don't know, but somebody said they had your son before you became his mother.
Girl, please, honey. Okay, well, call in here. Somebody just hit me up, and they told me they know what happened. Oh, hold on. I got the wrong number. 718-483. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? I'm feeling really claustrophobic right now because it's a lot of Milans on this show right now, and I'm really feeling scared right now. I'm scared. Now I'm clutching my pearls because we got the fathers on the line. You got Tiana's on the line, and then we got Tyshawn Milan is out on the air. I'm feeling real claustrophobic. Let me clutch my pearls. I call you live on the air.
Oh.
He was crazy.
What's going on?
Chilling, watching you.
Any recap from this weekend? How did you enjoy the weekend?
Oh, my goodness. The generations are getting worse and worse. Everybody got poom-poom shorts on and curls and mohawks. I don't know what the hell. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I spent through the village before I went to Webster Hall last night. And I was gagging how the children was out in their little drawers and their little silver drawers and their little sneakers or riding boots. And it was just a mess. I be gagging.
I ain't like it. Next year, I'm going to stay home.
Tyshawn, did you do Allegria?
No, I didn't make it to Allegria. I had a little wardrobe malfunction early this morning. I went to go pick up Maya. And we in her house, and we drinking vodka and cranberry before we go to the club, and I spilled it on my shirt and was like, fucking, I ain't going.
Oh, damn.
Yes, the girls was definitely up in Allegria, honey. Stones out they mind, honey. Yes, honey. I want to give a big shout out to all my Twitter listeners that's definitely on the phone lines and definitely on in the chat room, honey. I have a lot of somebody just hit me up with a private message. One of my celebrity girlfriends that's a guest in the chat room just hit me up with a direct message. And they're in the chat room and they're listening to the show. I'm not going to spill the tea on what my celebrity girlfriend is. It's in the chat room. But she's definitely in the chat room. But they said it's happening again, Kelly. They said, bitch, they said Mother Christina Tsunami made Kevin Prodigy legend. What the fuck is going on, Kelly? That's why I'm
making he was already legend.
That's why I'm making the girls icon.
Kevin, the commentator.
Yeah, Kevin, the commentator. Not the Vogue Femme, not the legendary Vogue Femme, Kevin. The commentator.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They told me he was already legend. No, because we... Oh, my God. Oh.
All right, Kelly. Can someone call in from the Atlanta Alliance meeting and tell us about the ball that's supposed to be happening, sponsored by Bravo TV in July? The free ball sponsored by Bravo TV is supposed to be the season finale for Atlanta Housewives. It's supposed to be the end of July, a free ball.
Well, Father Fred Chanel, can you please call in, Father Fred? Because, you know, I don't know nobody besides Fred and Andre. I don't know nobody else from the line. Father Fred, can you call in and tell us about this ball that's supposed to be happening? Because, you know, I will definitely have to be up in Atlanta, mistake, for that free ball, mistake. I love the Atlanta Housewives. Those are my good girlfriends, mistake. I love them, honey. I would definitely have to be there for that function, honey. We are in the motherfucking building, honey. We are in the fucking building. If they really do. That I am in the building. I am there, bitch. I am going red again, mistaken. I'm in the building because, you know, I was blonde this weekend. I was pink last weekend. I might have to be blue for that ball, bitch. I'm not letting my hair grow back, mistake. I'm loving the short and the, you know, the very natural look, mistake. It's really cute. Really,
what color you gonna be this weekend, Kelly?
I don't know if I want to do a mixture. I was thinking about the red mohawk going down the middle and then the sides just blonde. I don't know, but I'm gonna figure out my color that I'm doing for this weekend. I don't know, but I know I'm gonna have me a color.
I gotta get this leg back together though, cause I need to be in my stilettos. I just got my stilettos back from Monet's house, and I need to be in my shoe. I tried to wear a shoe on Saturday to the lesbian function, but that hop wasn't really cute. So I'm working on getting, I'm stretching his leg out so I can get it back together. But I think I'm gonna be red and blonde this weekend, a little mixture or something. I think I might do some polka dots all over. Try something new. Oh, thank you, Blackjack. Yes, I love it, baby. I love the Vicky Gotti show. It was cute, Mr. I think I'm about to come out with my own little show, my own little radio show. It's going to be called The Kelly Moment, honey.
Yeah.
My own little YouTube show. I'm going to come out with my own YouTube show, and I'm going to sit down and interview the children and everything. It's going to be cute. It's going to be something different. But I want to still know about this legendary, this thing, because the girl is hitting me up. This is what somebody hit me up. They said, Jay Blotting made Father Tsunami from Philly an up-and-coming legend, and so Christina made him a legend.
Sasha,
the shit I'm talking about,
Mister. Yeah.
These girls going around, bitch. Let me tell you something.
Sasha, you are now legendary.
Thank you, Mama.
They're gonna gag this thing, girl. They're gonna gag, bitch. I don't want everybody. As people was hitting me up talking about, I don't want to be an icon, Mister. That's too old.
Kelly, do you feel like you should be a legend?
Kayana.
Yes.
Will you be deeming Skittles this weekend? I heard you'll be deeming Skittles legendary this weekend.
Skittles is horrible. No shade. If y'all have to get into Skittles' performance from when she
Bitch. Y'all gonna make me turn.
Be honest, Mama. If I would do that, I wouldn't tell you guys on the show because it was supposed to be a surprise. It would have been a surprise if I was to do something like that. But, I mean, Skittles most definitely, hands down, deserve a status. If you have all these other girls out here running around that's only been out a year or two up under Skittles and they have their legendary status, most definitely, Skittles deserve it.
We about to take this show in a whole other direction.
Hey, let's do this. I'm here.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to turn the show.
No, baby, we about to take the show in a whole other direction. All you girls out there, y'all listening, y'all to call in, Miss Thing, and y'all want to ask questions, Miss Thing. It's the moment of truth.
Yes, and feel free. I want to be here all night with my sister.
I ain't got shit to do. Bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck? I am tired of these regional legends. I'm really tired of it. I'm going to give y'all the moment of truth. I am so sick and tired of regional legends, Mistake, that they only legend because they're in their state, Mistake, and then they come to another state, Mistake, and the girls don't even know who the fuck they are, Mistake. It is tired, Mistake. It is really becoming tired and redundant that we is making all these motherfucking girls legends. For what reason, Mistake? Bitch, I worked hard, Mistake. I worked 9 motherfucking years to get my motherfucking legendary status, Mistake. And now all these other girls, Mistake, they just being thrown legend, Mistake, because they motherfuckers spin their motherfucking hair and do a motherfucking dip, Mistake. When all of these girls, a lot of these girls out here, they Vogue, Mistake, they don't even know all 6 elements because it's not 5 elements to Vogue. It's 6 elements to Vogue. They can't even do all 6 elements, Mistake. And a lot of the girls don't even know what the 6th element is.
So do you think Kevin should be a legend? You think he should be a legend?
You think who?
You think Kevin should be a legend. Do you agree with that?
For what?
I mean, I don't know.
It's no shade to Kevin. I love him down. He chants down. He commentates down. But for what?
For his realness.
What realness?
Bring him with a twist.
I mean, I'm not reading. I just asked. That's all. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Let me shut up. I got a ball.
So I got a question. Rodney, Kelly, Marcus, Kentrell, Sasha, Jaquan, all these guys, my son. Have you guys ever heard of Skittles' name?
Yeah, I heard of her.
Yeah, I heard of Skittles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also heard of, I'm not trying to read no one. I'm not trying to put down nobody. Yeah, I also heard of Laomi, right?
Yeah.
Laomi having trouble to, wait. You can't
wait.
Say I can't. What was you going to say?
Wait.
What was you going
to
say?
I was about to say, you can't compare Laomi to a Skittles.
Why not?
You can't. You should.
Why not?
And it's no shade. Even if Laomi wasn't a Mizrahi and Laomi was in another house and the girls were
not,
they lived for Laomi, you can't compare Laomi to a Skittles. You just can't. They're not.
Why not? Because she made a TV series?
No, they not even nothing to do with nothing to do with outside.
Well,
of the
why not? Because
listen,
wait a minute.
Listen,
now you said these local legends. Wait, no say. When you said we're sisters, we can be able to, you know, we can battle this out and still kiki at the end. You tell these local legends or whatever. When have Laomi been over here to this bad?
Laomi has been to Chicago 3 times, and every time Laomi came,
and Skittles have been to Chicago 4 times.
Laomi has been to Chicago 3 times, and every time Laomi came to Chicago, Laomi was chopped. I'm talking about girls that have traveled to the ballroom mecca states, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Virginia, North Carolina, all those states, all the states that count, you know, because you, I'm not going to, you know. You
right, right. Wait, so you said Chicago don't count? Because at one point we were the in-state.
At one point, y'all was the in-state, but now Chicago, it has the it-factors, the Tyanas. The it factor. Now it's not even about the state. It's about the it people in the state. Now it's not about the state of Chicago. Because when you think about Chicago, you think about the Tyanas, you think about the Tones, you think about the other girls in the House of Mizrahi. You don't think about those other girls. You even think about Miss Shasha the Destroyer when you think about Chicago. Miss Jack YouTube. You think about the it girls. You don't think about Chicago.
Yes, Kelly. You are not lying, Kelly. Yeah.
Well, Kelly, I have you know me. I have to defend my, you know.
I know you're
going to lay
your state.
You know, I have to defend my state, and like I said, and it's not like it used to be, but most definitely it will be back that way.
I want y'all to get it back there, because I used to love coming to Chicago and staying downtown in Hotel Allegra upstairs on the 18th floor in the presidential suite, bitch. I used to love coming to Chicago. Now, Miss Thing Girl, bitch, I got to, if it ain't Tayana or Miss Rahi having a ball or one of my sisters, Miss Thing, I ain't coming to Chicago. And my sisters mean it, because, you know, I have to break it down, because, you know, I have to break it down. If Tayana's not having a ball, Mizrahi's not having a ball, or Toya's not having a ball, or Banks not having a ball, I'm not coming to motherfucking Chicago, or Neiman Marcus. I'm not coming to Chicago.
What about Rags to Riches?
I'm not coming to Chicago.
Now, Kelly, back to Skittles. Do you feel as though, do you just think it's not her time? You do think she has moments, though, right?
It's not her time. It's not her
but
time.
But she does have moments. You do think she's up and coming?
She's coming. She's coming.
Right.
She's coming.
But she's been violent since 2001.
Okay. And I was walking ever since motherfucking 97, bitch, and I ain't getting into 2000 motherfucking 2007. So what you trying to say? I was walking, and I was decreed. I decreed motherfucking realness for 4 years motherfucking straight until the motherfucking St. Clair girls came on the motherfucking scene. I was the it motherfucking factor. They ain't make me motherfucking legend, bitch. I had to wait. And so I came home from jail to get it. Bitch, I was walking for 5 years straight before I got nominated for Drag's Realness of the Year. I took me another motherfucking 3 years to win for me to be in jail that year that I won.
Oh, shit.
Well, sister, you most definitely hit it hard.
Baby, so you know, but you know, the girls is gonna do. The girls is gonna do what the girls is gonna do what they want to do, and you know, I'm not. I will never ever. Let me tell you something. If she gets made legend, I don't call anybody. I don't call anybody out unless they they've been out before me. I don't call a lot of these girls legendary when I call them out, because it really doesn't matter. I call them out by their name unless they've been out before me. Then I have no other choice but to respect them because they was here before me. So I call them out as legendary. But all the rest of these girls, I just call them out, and it's no shade. And y'all see, when I call Laomi out, I call her out as Mother Virginia, Laomi Miss Wright. I don't call her out as legendary, and that's my child. So it's like, it's no shade, mistake. You know, it's no shade. It's just like, that's just how it is, mistake. You can have a title, and you can have all of that, mistake. But you have to strive and earn and really work that motherfucker. When you come out there, you want the girls to respect you as a legend when you come out. Being a legend is like being somebody high up on a pedestal. You want the girls to respect you as such when you hit the floor. And if you come out and the girls is just like, legend, Miss Thing, and the girls is looking around, Miss Thing, it's like, okay, bitch, like, no, don't call me out like that, Miss Thing.
But one thing about me, I don't just go up anyone here. I follow all procedures, you know what I'm saying, in order to do it. And, I mean, if I was going to do it, like I said, it was going to be done the right way.
Well, she is mother. But no shame. It's, let me put it. Oh, let me eat it up even more for y'all. Right? I should come to Chicago, Miss Day. You should make her legend, bitch. They made Marco one.
I hate you, Kelly. I'm gonna motherfucking kill you. I hate you.
She did more than Marco. He got legendary. What the?
You better stop right now for you to make me have a heart attack on this phone, Kelly. Please stop.
Girl, we gonna be real. Let's be real, bitch. Honey, bitch, make her legend, bitch. They made Marco one. What the fuck, honey?
I mean, I think they talented though, Kelly. If you ask me.
Ooh.
I think the whole house of Robert is very talented.
Yes, they do have some. Let me tell you something. They do have some talent in the house of Herrera. You cannot take away from them having talent in the house of Herrera. I haven't seen nobody. I gotta give a big shout out to my son, Jay Herrera. That's my son. He works schoolboy at Sex House. Definitely gotta give him a big shout out. I haven't seen nobody in a long time that has came out and slayed the girls the way Jay slayed those girls at the last time I was in Chicago. Bitch, what I'm talking about, bitch, it wasn't like, okay, they said process of elimination. He said, yes, it's process of elimination. I'm going to eliminate the whole motherfucking line. He eliminated the whole line. Miss motherfucking Skittles, she does her motherfucking thing. She has came to New York. She has gave the girls performances after performances and performances. She does her thing. It's a lot of other girls. Amori Herrera, he does his motherfucking thing. It's a lot of other people. I can go on a lot, Miss Thing. I can go on and read a lot of these kids' credentials in the house of Herrera more than I can read the mother's credentials. How you doing? Baby, it's the moment of truth. I'm being truthful, mister. What the fuck?
But the
kids got more credentials than the mother do.
But the overall mother, Victoria Mays, is finding a pass.
What?
Overall mother, Victoria Mays, is continental plus.
Miss Continental plus what?
Ooh.
Miss Carlton, what the continental have to do with the boardroom seat?
They like gals.
Miss Stasha, Miss motherfucking Raquel, Miss motherfucking Jasmine Bonet, and all of those girls, Miss Thang, and Miss all of those girls hold titles and everything, Miss Thang, but they also hold a title in the motherfucking ballroom scene also. So what does that got to do? What titles does she hold besides Miss Plus for the pageant scene and the ballroom scene? Crickets. And just like I thought, not a motherfucking word.
You are now walking to the
beach. But if anybody's on the phone lines, and anybody feel that anything, anybody that's on the phone lines, or anybody in the chat room, they feel that what I am saying is wrong, please feel free to definitely press 1 and come up here and rebuttal what I have to say, Miss Thang. Everybody has an opinion on this show, Miss Thang. If anybody wants to come up here and say whatever they have to say, they can feel free to come up here and say. If Miss Marco want to call up here, Miss Thang, and, you know, and give me her credentials, Miss Thang, because I know her credentials. I can only speak from her credentials from when I knew her. I can't speak for 2003 to 2005 on her credentials, Miss Thang, because I was in Jamaica on vacation in Groveland Correctional Facility. So I can't speak for her. I cannot speak for her credentials from December 17, 2003 to May 16, 2005. I cannot speak for her credentials. So if she wants to come up here and tell me some of her other credentials in between those 2 years of me being in prison, please come up here and tell me her credentials. But I know her credentials as her being a Givenchy to her, you know, my time in jail and me coming back home. I know her credentials. So if anybody else has some.
So Kelly, you don't have a question. You don't have a. You don't think that Marco should be legendary?
For what? For throwing balls.
Face. Marco got face.
The girl said I got face too. Yes.
Kelly, I'm going to ask you to mute Sha-Sha, please. I have her to tone it down.
Sha-Sha, they said tone it down. Sha-Sha, you too loud. Sha-Sha, tone it down.
He'd be okay.
Sha-Sha, tone it down. Okay. But,
Ebony.
I'm just being real. I can't, you know, girl. I fought hard and long for everything that I get. So, bitch, nothing was never given to me on a motherfucking silver platter that I got in this ballroom scene, bitch. I worked hard this thing because the girls don't know from back in the day, bitch, getting red and pig Latin by the girls and not understanding pig Latin, mistake. So the girls, I done been chopped for every butch queen motherfucking category there was, mistake, except the label categories because I didn't know what they was when I came out, mistake. Girl, what the fuck, bitch, okay? I worked hard, like, bitch, they just giving shit to girls just easily, mistake. That needs to stop, mistake. I want bitches to bust a motherfucking sweat and work for their shit the way I work. I have to work for mine, bitch. Stop giving shit to bitches easily. But on another note, Tayana, you gotta need more tea from Chicago because I don't want to stick on that.
Well, no, that
Marco's not going to be calling in a minute for her credentials.
Marco ain't calling in here. Marco won't call in here. Marco will just read me on, she'll do Facebook. Like the other girls do. She'll read me on any one of her fake names on Walk For Me Wednesday or read me on Facebook. She won't call in here and be the man or the woman that she should be.
Mama Tayana.
Yes, Tata.
Kelly should write a book.
Yeah, like, you know somebody already told her, Miss Thang, because she changed her tag, honey, already. You know, because I read everybody tag before.
What does tag say now, Kelly?
Huh? I read everybody's tag before I start the show, Miss Thang. If they had it their way, I would never make it.
Miss Thang. I read everybody tag before the show, Miss Thang, and then I read everybody tag during the show, Miss Thang. My girl, honey, hold on, we have a caller. 347-295. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hi, Colleen.
Hey.
It's Deja.
Hey, Deja, what's going on? It's the legendary one, Deja Leprella, Bubalakat. How you doing?
Hey, Deja.
Hey, hi, everyone. I just called in to say Pride was great seeing everyone. And Kelly, Nicole,
yes,
on the phone, too. She wanted to say something.
Who?
Nicole.
Nicole is on the phone. No, no. I'm having a nice day. Nobody's not trying me. I'm feeling very godly. I'm feeling very godly today.
Where's Ebony at? Tell Ebony my number is 646-737. Everybody is on this phone line that me and Deja's on. All the girls. I need to get
some attention.
Get me on the
phone. Oh yeah, well get Miss Nicole up here, yeah, because you.
You so on point. You was the master. That was over.
Yes, but no. I'm in a nice
spirit. Hi, Rodney. How are you? Hi, Tiana. How are you?
Hey.
How to all of the new cast that formed the radio? How are you all feeling?
Hi.
No, but I'm in a good place, and I'm feeling very grateful for today and blessed that I am alive here today.
Okay, why was it?
And you know, because I'm glad that you called in, Miss Thang, because I have my word of wisdom for today, Miss Thang, and now that you're on the line, Miss Thang, I'm going to say my word of wisdom. I want to know, this is my thing. We always ask God, why me, when something bad happens. Well, we should be asking God, why me, when the good things happen to us, and that we should be grateful for the good and the bad things that happen to us. Our trials and tribulations is here to teach us.
You went to church yesterday?
No, I didn't go to church yesterday. I woke up, and I slept on my husband's side of the bed. And
I'm gonna help you clean yours up, Kelly.
I slept on my husband's side of the bed, and my husband slept on my side of the bed. And I woke up today, and I was feeling very churchy, Miss Thang. If anybody caught my tag on Yahoo, I've been feeling very churchy about the situation.
Okay, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with having a little bit of God in your life, because that's for direction.
That was your first category, right? Church realness, church
kind. Yes, it was church lady realness.
Yeah, I know. I remember you, girl.
Oh, shit.
Who was that talking?
Hello.
That's Deja.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she said, I remember you.
No, me and Miss Kelly go way back. Way back.
Hey, Deja.
I never know that.
Ayana.
No, that's
hey,
Sasha and Shoya.
Hey, Deja.
That's my sister. Hi, Sasha.
I love you, Deja.
Falling out. Y'all don't like Miss Sasha?
They can't take me.
Miss Sasha's a part of the cast.
Sasha,
okay.
How you gonna do that?
They can't take my personality, sister.
Well, how was everybody weekend, Kelly? I didn't see you last night. Was it because you was in Allegria?
No, baby. I was in Webster Hall with my lesbian family. I went to the lesbian party yesterday in Webster Hall. It was fabulous. It was fabulous, bitch. It was fabulous. What I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know Webster Hall shade, the POCC, when they had the event there, bitch. But I walked to Webster Hall, baby, from the basement to the main floor to the big floor upstairs to the floor upstairs. It was air conditioned down, honey. It was so cool, bitch. And it was fabulous.
I stayed in. I went. I stayed in Friday. Saturday was Eternity's party, so I went to Jersey. I came out last night late, like 2 o'clock in the morning. Mag did us so bad. I was back in my house by 5:30. Mag was so fierce in that village. They, if we went up the block, they went up the block. If we came down the block, they came down the block. They said we can't leave until all of y'all leave.
Oh no!
They said he told me.
They said we should come back, but when you came back, the next shift was on duty.
After Esquilita, the girls came back and they still was out there.
Oh yeah! I was back home in my house by 3 o'clock.
I was home by 5:30.
Yes, I went and I did the mini ball. I partied with the lesbians from like 12 until 3, and then I was back home. I did a spin through. I came through. I got out my cab on 14th Street. I did a spin through the village. I walked up Christopher, got in 6th Avenue, got back in another cab, and went over to Webster Hall. And that was it for the village.
Oh, your children was looking for you. I told them all that you was in Allen Greer, leaned up against the wall.
No.
Damn.
I got better.
You know what they were saying? Your youngest daughter, she said, oh, so she was trying to work. I heard them talking amongst each other. They said she was trying to work me for the money because they said you told them you ain't got no money. You and Alan Greer.
No, honey. I had better things to do with myself than be intoxicated this weekend. This was a drug-free weekend. This was a weekend... This is a weekend to cleanse my mind.
Ooh.
I saved my cocktails and my remedies for this weekend in L.A.
Ooh. Female figure performance.
Chicago.
L.A.
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 Chicago.
L.A. I'll be in L.A. Rodney will be in L.A. I know my
Rodney sister. Coming to Chicago, baby. Rodney
will
to Chicago.
Rodney will be in L.A. Rodney will be in L.A.
I'm going to make sure I pick him up in the limousine, baby.
Baby, I know my sister.
Because I'm
going to
win that $1,000. When I win that $1,000, I'm going to give Rodney half of my $1,000.
Sister, you want to? What's the category?
They got Femme Queen Realness for $1,000 in Chicago this weekend.
Female.
It might be the...
Who else is
on that phone with y'all?
Nicole, Rena, Angel.
She's telling everything. Nanushka, don't forget Nanushka.
Nanushka's on his line. I don't know. I was laid out watching my movie Far and Away with
Oh, Angel, is Angel Revlon?
No, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck
up. Ms. Nanushka is on the phone and she is low riding. And she did not call.
Shasha's already on here. She didn't want to make it too bad.
Oh no, Miss Nanushka, you have to call. Miss Nanushka, you must talk and tell me what happened at the ball in Buffalo. Miss Nanushka went to Buffalo on Saturday. I need to know what happened.
Oh no, Deja, your line is clear because my line was just busy, so they hung up.
Oh, they hung up. Because I wanted to know what happened at the ball in Buffalo. It was a ball in Buffalo, Miss Day. I was gagging. The girls was hitting me up on Facebook. Actually,
Ebony, call Miss Nanushka. Get Miss Nanushka on the phone.
We got Miss Shasha. Miss Nanushka not on the phone. We got Miss Shasha for the evening, Miss Day. Miss Nanushka ain't want to talk, honey.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I was gagging.
I wanted to ask you something. Is female figure realness or is it femme queen realness?
It's femme queen realness.
Oh, femme queen realness.
Yes.
Femme queen
realness.
Oh, it's not female figure performance. Good.
Okay.
Yes, it's queen realness.
Ever since Johnny's came on the phone, the new thing is now for everything. It's when you're hearing it, Kelly, and they just saying it, you just got to go, oh, female figure performance. She read the female figure, so I got that whole line. Everything is female figure performance.
So am.
Johnny's had a lovely night there, man.
Oh, no. The girls got pictures up? I'm on Facebook, honey, looking at the girls' pictures, honey. So y'all ain't got no tea, no scandals?
No, but how? I'm wondering, how was the lesbo function?
It was fabulous.
You don't need to know about no damn fucking lesbian.
No, baby, we gotta talk about we gotta talk about my lesbian community, honey, because
we
my lesbian
to, because Kelly
my
and
lesbian,
Jennifer are part of the lesbian community.
My lesbian
now.
Community, honey, they support me and everything that I do, honey, and I love
okay.
the lesbians, honey. The lesbians make me the lesbians make
God.
Me feel Russian, honey. It was
I gotta
fabulous.
Go, you guys.
But I
go.
Tell you what, why? Deja flashed.
Hello.
Hold on. Hello.
Wait a
oh,
minute.
No,
that's...
my phone won't click over, and that was my husband.
Oh, shit.
Who's Jay Mizrahi?
Oh, Rashasha, bitch.
Oh, the girls are saying names.
Dada Lascara.
That's my father. Watch your mouth. You know, I'm not pressed or bothered.
I like you, boy. Deja always got a little date in every state she goes to.
I'm Italian.
Okay.
International.
I know that's right, honey.
That's what
I
makes you legendary. I never miss
Nicole.
A beat.
Nicole. I bet you she'll stay out of Miami, though.
Mm. Tell me about it, bitch. I'm never going back there.
and they don't want you back, bitch.
I'm going to tell you.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
Do you know Brandon Herrera, Father Herrera from Philly?
No.
I got to go ahead and tell him about the pit.
Father Herrera?
Father Herrera from Philly.
Who's that?
Oh.
Well, I guess that ends that conversation. Moving
right
on.
Did y'all hear about the fight with Jahari Herrera and him when he picked her up and slammed her on her neck?
She slammed Jahari on her neck?
Yes, because he was around my area with another Sim Queen.
Oh, shit.
Female.
I love that. I have to spill it for you guys.
You ain't get it for Wendy Williams.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fucker up because he was in another drag female. Bigger performance.
So I am.
I want to give a big shout out to all
Kelly,
performers.
Kelly, you and Marco is cool now. Your friend, your girlfriend,
it's
your
sister.
Don't get Kelly to start.
I love
you,
Marco. What's the
tea? Yeah, I'm going to tell right now.
Big competition.
Competition? That's another female.
No, y'all, hold on. You did not say Rose Chanel. You did not say Shay Shay Chanel. You didn't say Jasmine Milan, Miss Tango, or anything. So you said competition, but you didn't mention that in the first name.
Woman.
That's competition. Yes. Bitch. You didn't even say hi to Jaquan, Nicole.
Oh, shit. Jaquan, you on the phone? He's not there. I know I didn't hear him.
Jaquan. Jaquan always disappearing.
Is he dropping off again?
No, Jaquan is home.
Is he driving home again and has he lost the signal?
No. I'm so happy being me.
So.
Hello?
Do y'all know Ross and Charles Boy is canceled?
Kubo, hello?
And Diego is a 007?
Wait, oh, yeah, here, Devil. Hello?
Yes.
Was y'all looking for me?
Yes, we
yes.
were.
What happened?
I don't know.
Well, where did you go, Jaquan? How are you? What's up? Like, where did you disappear to?
He clicked over. He had another call.
I went to go get me something to eat.
Oh,
Not nothing
to eat.
See, man, I was telling y'all. Huh?
So, wait. So, Charles and the Boy was canceled?
Ross Boy and the Boy canceled until September.
Why? What happened?
They didn't give me the details.
Mistake. Well, I'm glad they let us know 2 weeks in advance, Mistake, and it wasn't the day of the ball.
Hello.
Maybe.
Yeah, the ball is canceled.
Well, all you girls that thought you was coming to New York for that ball, Mistake, y'all bitches,
well, get y'all motherfucking tickets. Go to JetBlue.com or any airline of your choice, Mistake. Or if you have to get you a ticket agent, Mistake, get you a ticket agent and take it on down to Orlando, Florida, honey. The legendary overall mother herself, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Rahi, is having a ball on the day that Charles and I was supposed to be having their ball in New York City. So for all you girls in New York, let's get to Orlando, Mistake, for the series, honey. The Milan's versus the Ms. Rahi.
Didn't she just have a ball?
It's a monthly series, honey. It's every month, and it's $1,000. Yes, it's $1,000 every month, and it's a different house battles the house that wins, Miss Thing. The Milans won last month, honey, and so did every house put their name in the hat, and whatever house wins this month, Miss Thing, they'll battle that house next month. So this month, it's the Milans versus the Mizrahi. July 11th at Orlando, Florida. The club is fab, Miss Thing. You pull up to the front door of the club, Miss Deja, and you give the valet parking man $5, Miss Thing, and he parks your car, Miss Thing. You don't have to look for parking or anything, Miss Thing. $5 for valet parking, Miss Thing, and then they bring your car back at the end of the night after the function is over. Awesome, Miss Thing. The venue is fab. It's very air-conditioner. It's no in and out, but you can go outside on the patio area, Miss Thing, and smoke cigarettes, and they have a cocktail section on the patio, so you can have your cocktail and smoke your cigarette outside on the patio.
You sound better than the commercials.
It's fabulous, bitch, because Nicole, I'm a big girl, Miss Thing. You know I love a fab venue, Miss Thing, that have air conditioner, Miss Thing. So you don't have to be patting your makeup or fanning and stuff, Miss Thing. It's big girl-friendly venue, Miss Thing. The bathrooms is very professional, very clean, Miss Thing. Girl, you know you don't got to put your tissue and all of that stuff out, Miss Thing. After you come out the bathroom, Miss Thing, the lady goes in there and she cleans the store behind everybody that comes out the store. Mistake. It's very professional. It's right woman, Mistake. I love her, Mistake. I love the club, Mistake. It's very cool. It's a nice surround setting and everything. And it's going to be cute, Mistake. And I had fun down last month, and I commentated, Mistake, and it was really cute. So now since Ross and I'm not having a ball, girls, y'all need to go to JetBlue.com, Mistake. The girls in the New York metropolitan area, Mistake, y'all need to go to JetBlue.com, Mistake, and leave from JFK, Mistake. And I think if y'all look on the website, and I looked the other day, Mistake, the tickets is $115 to go and $95 to come back on the 6 a.m. flight, and it's $95 to come back on the 8 o'clock flight on JetBlue.com, Miss Thing. Get your tickets, Miss Thing. I think it's like $225 round trip, Miss Thing. I was looking to book my ticket for me and my kids to go down, Miss Thing. So you girls need to get your tickets and come on down to Orlando, honey, and let's have some motherfucking fun in Orlando and shake Orlando up New York style. How you doing?
Ooh.
Why y'all gagging? You know, I'm doing my infomercials, Miss Thing.
Oh. Y'all heard it here live on Blog Talk Radio. Ooh.
Yes, honey. My infomercials, honey. How you doing? I'm having fun tonight, though. I'm really having a cute, cute night, honey. You know, this is our last Monday and Tuesdays that we're doing for the summer, and then we'll be back next Monday. We'll be back every Monday until September. And then in September we're coming back on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on September, and we're gonna have our recaps in September. We're gonna have our What the Fuck Tuesday, and then I'm gonna do the positive show with a bang, honey. Our first positive show that I'm trying to really do for the September is gonna really be a bang. It's gonna be a positive show. So remember, I can't.
Really is.
I can't give no details, but I'll be searching around and making a lot of phone calls to a lot of different people for our positive show that we're going to be having the first Wednesday of September. It's definitely going to be a show to be on, honey. So, girls, tune in there because we're definitely, honey, it's going to be a bunch of changes and everything come September and everything with the show, honey. I'm about to take the show in a new direction, honey, for the positive show on Wednesday, and I'm still going to give them the message of the drama on Tuesday, Mondays and Tuesdays.
I want to go to the kickball game, another kickball game.
What is that?
A kickball game.
Oh, I'm gonna do kickball and cards and everything after Paris and Alvernian ball here in New York City.
What date is that?
That's on Friday the 30th, and I'm having my cookout and my kickball and spades game on the 31st. It's going to be in Harlem, and my flyers is going to be made up this week, and I'm going to be passing my flyers out. If you don't get a flyer, that means you wasn't invited.
Oh, shit. Get a flyer?
Huh?
Am I going to get a flyer?
Oh, you're definitely going to get a flyer.
But, Kelly, what if they show up anyway?
What is
that? Okay. I said, but what if they show up anyway?
What if Marco show up anyway?
I'm gonna let Deja and Nicole answer that question for y'all. I'm just gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna say this: Deja and Nicole, the cookout is in the Rucker Park.
Oh. Oh, well, girl.
Oh, exactly.
Nicole.
Yes.
Tell Kelly she can't do what you did because the party was actually at your house, so you was able to dismiss those unwanted guests, but it's going to be outside. She can't.
Baby, I'm going to dismiss them too, Mister. You know, I have my section. I was just telling my son earlier, I got to find one of those big giant tents, Mister, so I can set the tent up so we can play cards inside the tent, Mister. And you know, and have all you know what you like, Rodney, inside the tent, Mister. Because we outside the park, so I'm gonna have all of that inside the tent, and then the card table gonna be inside the tent, Mister. And then, you know, I'm gonna have a little section of the other side that's going to be set up for my brothers, on the other side for the, you know, to escort the girls, you know, Artie, you know.
My brother's
going to be on the other side. My brother's going to be on the other side. They're going to be mingling and everything, Artie. And I'm going to put name tags. I'm going to let all the girls know that I'm invited. I'm going to put name tags on my brothers and cousins. I'm going to say brothers and cousins. They don't do the girls' mistakes, so it says brothers and cousins. So anything that don't say brother or cousin on the mistake, y'all might get flirt with them. But anything that says brother or cousin, don't flirt with them, because they rare, they not.
But what if they flirt with us?
If they flirt with y'all, that's on them. You know, they got a little brick building where you go use the bathroom at mistake. If they flirt with y'all mistake and you get them in the building and you suck them up, buddy. Wait, that's all y'all. Y'all suck them up. Suck away, honey. Because, bitch, if I come, baby, and your brother or your cousin, let me. Oh, shit.
Oh,
well, unfortunately,
God.
Kelly, I was just speaking for those other people. I don't suck, you know, penis.
Oh, well, if they want to suck you, if they want to suck you in the bathroom, bitch, all right.
I am finna go the fuck off.
Diana.
Because I know one of my cousins do suck.
Oh, OMG.
And I'll put an extra letter in his name so y'all can know what that's called.
Kelly.
What? Bitch, I'm here, I'm saying, it ain't like it's my brother. I'm saying, you know, I was young, but saying.
Oh, that is hurting it.
So, Jaquan, you telling me you never had none of your cousins? You never played house or doctor with none of your cousins?
We might have did a right look, but I never let them suck my dick. No.
Be honest, I used to play that house. Yeah,
I used to love that house.
I guess I was a little more experienced than y'all was.
That is a fucking mess.
Baby, please. I played with my cousins. I played with some of my uncle friends and everything.
Oh, shit.
You played with your cousins. Do they remember that now?
What?
Do they remember that?
Yes. He remembers. Baby, I don't play. Bitch, listen, I play with my cousin. Listen. I'm be real. I got caught by my grandmother playing with my cousin. God rest her soul. She said, "You get your ass in your room. You get your ass in your room. I'm calling your mother and I'm calling your father."
Kelly, you crazy.
I got caught in the elevator by one of the neighbors. When I thought that I stopped the elevator in between 13 and 14 and say, play with one of my uncle friends in the elevator.
Oh my God.
And she ain't lying, y'all think she's playing, but she is actually
it's serious. That's that nasty West Virginia shit. You did say your family from West Virginia. That is that shit.
What's that nasty West Virginia shit?
What's that movie where them people they was killing everybody and they was crazy because they was fucking deformed. That's how the Kelly family is.
Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry. My computer was down. Sorry, Switchboard. My computer was down. Hold on. We got a caller. 215-909. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 215-909. You're live on the air.
You need to take your glasses off, take your hat off, and lay right here.
What? Glasses off.
215-909. You're live on the air.
They said take your glasses off and your hat off.
They still talking.
Switchboard, I don't know what's going on with them, honey. Next caller. I'm sorry, Switchboard. I had turned the sound down to my computer. Somebody said damn in the chat room. Damn what?
Baby, the girls need to stop acting like they never played, baby. The girls need to stop acting like they never played with some of their cousins and all kinds of motherfucking shit, mistake, honey, okay?
Bitch, but, Kelly, you know what? Now that I think about it, I did. I was in North Carolina, and we was outside playing, and we were here behind the car, and I was like 8 or 9.
Hiyana.
I'm here.
Hello.
I thought you were going to play that game too.
I wonder how it was. I wonder what it's like now.
It ain't like that now.
Child, let me tell you something, baby.
It was everything when I was black back then. It was everything to me.
Hold on, we got another caller. 513-526. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 513-526, you're live on the air. 513-526.
Hello?
Yes, but I have, baby.
My God.
Oh, no. Baby, I have, though. Bitch, why not?
What's that?
Baby, I know everybody has. So who has it? Shasha.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Have you ever played with any of your cousins?
Yeah, I got raped by one of my cousins.
Now you know, bitch, I'm Benji Khan, girl. You know that.
Nicole played with the boys next door.
Okay. The way you come over there, mom used to feed her.
When you played house with your cousins, bitch, and y'all played in the project staircase.
When y'all used to play Duck Duck Goose.
No, hide and go get it.
Okay, hide and seek.
I used to play hide and go seek too.
Hide and seek was the best way to go play it because when he found you and you was by yourself, you would get a hump.
Yes. And you knew exactly what. And you knew exactly.
And you knew exactly where he at too.
That was the best. That was the best place. Yes, that was the best. That's the best place to go play in, honey. When you play hide and go see, honey, and you play hide and go see, and when he will find you, bitch, you will hop him, bitch, and he'll start feeling this thing. And then, you know, I had on my.
I don't know about all y'all, but I was always the mother when I played house.
Yeah, I was mother too. I was the mother, and I had all the kids.
I was always the nurse, and I had to take care of the doctor.
Oh wow!
Yes, I had to take care of the doctor, honey, and I used to like taking care of the doctor, honey.
Oh wow.
Kelly, you're a mess.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm being real, honey. I'm being real.
Okay, it's all about real. It's all about keeping it real.
Good. Or back in the back park, mistake, in the barrel, mistake. When you say you used to have the barrels in the park, mistake. See, y'all going, I can take y'all back, mistake, when they used to have the barrels and the monkey bars and things in the park. Now they want to close parks at certain times and stuff, honey. I got to take you back to the P and DJs, Miss Thing, at St. Nicholas Projects, honey, when this one particular queen, Miss Thing, tried to molest me, Miss Thing, and tell me I was queer. Right, tell me I was queer before I was queer.
All right, Miss Thing, well, tell us about that roof in the polo grounds, Miss Thing.
Oh, I'm just saying the roof in the polo grounds is level Pebbles Beach, Miss Sang, up top on the roof, Miss Sang, and you on your knees, Miss Sang, honey, bitch. But then you have to, once you did it a couple of times on the motherfucking Pebbles, Miss Sang, then you learned that it was a silver box around the corner on the back, Miss Sang, so you would have sat on the silver box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I say every motherfucking day. That I am glad that I wasn't a cunt. Because if I was a cunt and I was living in the projects, my mother would have had to move out the motherfucking projects.
By the time I was 22.
by the time I turned 20, mistake, I would have had 3 or 4 kids, mistake. My mother would have had to move out the projects.
Yeah.
She would have got tattooed.
Let me tell you something. I tell all the girls this all the time, Miss Thang. The girls, and I'm not gonna pin it out, but some of y'all girls that's on in the air, Miss Thang, were listening on the radio. The girls know where Miss Jack lives at, Miss Thang, but I'm not gonna pin her location out. But the location where Miss Jack lives at in Harlem, Miss Thang, bitch, it's choice for those girls, Miss Thang, to walk over there, Miss Thang, and to do the things that they do over there, Miss Thang, because of the things that I did when I was growing up, Miss Thang, and the boys don't want me to come and blow their motherfucking shit up. That's why it's choice for those girls to walk the fuck over there, Miss Thang, okay?
A freak.
And I was definitely a motherfucking freak, man. I was definitely a freak, baby, honey. Please. Honey, if any of the girls noticed, Miss Thang, if I had pictures of you up on my Facebook, Miss Thang, and you looked like a drag queen, Miss Thang, I took her down. And I picked my real last name up on my thing. And I found a lot of the boys from the projects that I grew up with on Facebook, Miss Thang, at the corner of my page.
The thing on the Facebook said something about stop acting like you don't, talking about girls or something that was on Facebook.
Because I get so sick and tired of all these people running around on Facebook, and they got up these motherfucking statuses and stuff about fags this and fags that, mistake, when they really want to be laying out, they talk about female this and fag this and female that, mistake, when they really want to be laying out, what a nigga or fem queen, mistake, yes, it was on my tag, and it's the truth. Honey, because baby, if I tell you the stories about what happened in Drew Hamilton and bitch and in the polo grounds, and if Deja tell you what happened in St. Nick, bitch, we can write a motherfucking book.
And Kelly, you probably was just the fucking leader of it all.
Baby,
Kelly is a bust down.
Baby,
Kelly is a
rat. Let me tell you something. If I was a cunt, I would have been what they used to call the cunts back in the days. I would have been the 5411 hoe, Miss Thing, the two-strap Reebok cunt.
I put in that
work, Miss Thing, honey. And you know, I had my little, I was the gay Miss Thing, honey. And I had my little boy fat nubs, Miss Thing. And the boys used to take me on the elevator, Miss Thing, and stop the elevator in between the floors, Miss Thing, and be filling up on my nub, Miss Thing, honey. And I felt like the cots, Miss Thing, honey. Yes, honey. Man, please, honey. Baby, don't let my grandmother have a card game and one of the boys I like come over and he come to spend the weekend over, Miss Thang, and my grandmother and all her old girlfriends in the front and they playing cards, Miss Thang, honey. They was playing cards in the back. They was playing cards in the front and I was playing cards in the back. Honey, y'all go and act like y'all ain't got no experience, Miss Thang, honey. I know y'all got some experience, Miss Thang, honey.
Yes,
stop telling y'all story.
Say.
Tayana, cause it's Tayana, I know Tayana. You probably be getting it in, honey, at your job, Miss Thang, honey. Cause I know they freaks over there too.
Yes, they are.
Baby, I know they are, Miss Thang, honey. Go, honey, dust your mail off in Chicago, honey. Dust it off, honey. probably got spots on it, honey.
Most
honey.
Definitely do.
Baby, child, these girls don't know, baby, child. I can tell stories. I can go on for days, Miss Thang, honey. Bitch, please. I used to walk over there at St. Nicholas Park, Miss Thang, girl. Child, that little track was... Honey, that little track was legendary on St. Nicholas Park, honey. Bitch, you know about that track? Nicole?
Don't forget Bradhurst Park.
Baby, Bradhurst Park, don't forget 161st Miss Thang. They'll turn it to the new Yankee Stadium.
Well, if you want to get that one, if you know where Jack live at, don't forget that legendary St. Nicholas
131st. Yes, St. Nicholas Park, Miss Thang. She was definitely, she's definitely, and she's still, a track, Miss Thang. I'll be seeing the girl. I'm not going to mention a girlfriend of mine, Miss Thang. I know Miss Thang, honey. But she probably out there, she listening, Miss Thang. She still be up in that park, Miss Thang.
That park is legend.
That park is pioneer, Miss Thang. She's a pioneer, honey. Miss, I want to see what's going to happen when they build a new park on 161st. Is it going to still be the same?
I doubt it because of the stadium and all the police protection they have around here now. So I doubt it.
Because girl, that park was legendary, honey. The one sixty one.
Used to go
where every you
hold
yes, the honey. My sister Miss
Kool-Aid
made a check.
Or the whole park, dog.
Yeah, bitch. The girls was not ready for that, Miss Thang, honey. You gotta turn in the block, Miss Thang, and put your high beams on up underneath the bleachers, Miss Thang. The girls is not ready for that. The high beams to come up underneath the bleacher, Miss Thang. You see the girls scallywagging out the park and they pants still down but out their knees trying to get from underneath that bleacher so you can't
that's
see them,
right,
honey.
The girls always, there's one thing about the girls, they will always find a place
what?
To pick up the deck. Remember mm-hmm. Chloe Nasty?
They
always
find.
Shasha, Tayana, I know y'all got some stories about some parks in Chicago.
You know we
do. Well, Sasha know all about Jackson Park because she participates in all of it. You can find Sasha in the bushes, too.
Yes, you can. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm just like, Kelly.
Hold on. Somebody just hit me up, and they said, Kelly, you cannot forget about the iconic Prospect Park in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, darling. That's where it all started at. Yeah, that's where it started.
Oh no, honey! But I never participated. I never participated in this one, Miss Thang. But the girls used to say they used to go to Broadway NASA.
Oh yes, Miss Thang. I know a couple of yes, I was a little boy, darling. Miss Thang, you would be coming home from school, and you would gag. I would be going to Brooklyn, and you go down to that 2 line. I'm not gonna name the names because we know you would gag at the legendary old way girls in the girls that was up in there. Ooh. Broadway, the whole train, the whole station was a cruising spot. The whole thing.
Yes, baby, honey, please.
You used to go to the A line, and when you wanted to do it, you go to the J line, and then there was you. It wasn't like that too much on the 4 line, but you got the J line, the A line, and I think whatever that number train that was there, that was the line.
Honey.
You just stand on the platform. Can you believe it? Just stand
baby.
There.
honey.
Well, baby, let me give y'all, since we, honey, baby, baby, don't forget the legendary, Penn Station bitch in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Baby, Penn Station in the bathroom back when I was a young little butch queen, honey. Penn Station bathroom was the spot.
You took it to Penn Station. What about Washington Square Park?
Oh, girl.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Baby, Jaquan, baby, Penn Station was the motherfucking team mistake. You go to the urinal, honey, and they just get it out of the urinal, honey, and they jerk it and they playing with it, mistake, girl.
Yep.
And then, buddy, y'all wind up in the bathroom store, honey.
Yep.
Somebody just hit me up and said, Neural Penn Station, too.
Wait, but I'm telling you, forgot the legendary icon in fact, the Port Authority.
Port Authority is still hot. But you forget, don't forget about the bookstore on 34th Street, Miss Stang. The bookstore, baby, the bookstore on 34th Street,
they don't like when the girls go in there. They
don't like. I heard about the bookstore.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
the bookstore
on 34th Street, Miss Stang, it used to be the little split in between the booths. The little split in between the booth used to be the size of two Newport packs put together, Miss Day. And you would go in there, and they have their train out through the thing and everything. It was a mess, Miss Day. My girlfriends used to be up in there all the time, Miss Day. I used to be outside playing Pac-Man because they didn't let me.
I just got a call from one of your house members that asked me why I did not go around telling people that Kima was Mother Mizrahi.
Who said that?
Your father. Your father just called me.
Who, Q?
Yeah. He just called me. He said, "Well, if he didn't say it, I said, well, Q, there's a lot of things that's been still on the radio."
Hold on,
he's calling me back.
I know you didn't. Leave
God!
I'm really having fun tonight.
Did you see Usher do Michelle on the BET Awards last night, darling?
He did Michelle.
Did you see him do Miss Michael? He did Remember the Time. Mirror, mirror, how they cut up all the light and they had light up fucking suits, bitch.
No, you said Usher.
Chris Brown.
Song is in my head, so I keep thinking of Usher because I love that new song he got. But you have to see the BET Awards. It was the best BET Awards. I haven't seen the BETs. Why Miss fucking Alicia Keys was on the piano pregnant? The bitch turned it.
Did you catch how she got up on top of that piano, bitch, and how Prince looked down at motherfucking Swiss?
Yeah,
baby,
that was the best BET award and everything, and
Did Queen Latifah do a good job of hosting it?
All these different characters. She did Diana Ross. She did this one. She performed. It was a real nice award. I like the new Little Kim, but I don't like her disrespectness, her pink wigs and her white wigs. We've been there from Crush on You, but it's nice.
Do you mean Nicki Minaj?
Yes,
Oh my God!
It's
nice for her, and I heard what Puppy said. He called Miss Thing a hating bitch. He told Little Kim a hating bitch at the after party. He said, "You know who we talking about? You putting her up in pink wigs, white wigs, and everything, and then you got her coming for Little Kim. That don't make no sense.
Hold on. You know what don't make no sense? You know this is what don't make no sense. Let me tell y'all what don't make no sense. You know my words of wisdom that I just told y'all, right, Miss? Right?
Uh-huh.
Why somebody said on my Facebook, they said, thank you, Kelly, for the words of encouragement, for your blessing. And then why some stupid asshole is going to come up here and go to pit underneath that person's comment? May we be thankful for AIDS and the Lord's given us this to give it to everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Dumb white shit.
Oh my God! People are really
fucking stupid in the fucking things that they fucking say.
Listen, I can't believe you start talking about Miss Dina Pink Wig to say that they say give AIDS to the world. That sounds like
because I'm really fucking gagging at the stupid things that people do, and people are really fucking assholes.
Wow.
It says,
maybe be thankful for AIDS. Please praise him and invite him to your heart and into your butthole.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Oh, my God.
It's not funny, but if you look at Kelly Page and see it, it's a...
I just erased the mistake. But that was fucking ridiculous and stupid for somebody to say that, Mitch. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm really gagging, honey. But I'm really having fun tonight, remembering the times this day, honey. That's what I'm going to name this. I don't close the wrong fucking email thing. That's what I'm going to name the first show on that Wednesday when we come back. It's going to be, do you remember the times? That's what that show is going to be about. So, Nicole, I'm going to have to call you, honey, because we're going to have to start getting these phone numbers and getting all of these ducks in a line for that show, because I know that you're definitely going to want to be a part of that show.
Excuse you?
Oh, darling, there is no excuse for her. Oh, darling.
Yes, honey. You're definitely gonna want to be a part of that chat, buddy. But I'm having fun. I'm enjoying tonight. Tayana, are you back with me, Tayana? Tayana's clicked over. She's on the phone. She's on the phone with Father Keith.
Tayana's snoring.
Who said she was sleeping?
Who's Shasha?
Yeah.
Oh, Shasha, I'm about to have a face. I can't. Oh, my God. That's your favorite.
Man,
because Kelly will fall asleep on the phone with you, too. Don't be the...
Let me like this, sister.
Yes.
You be like, hello.
Miss Kelly, Miss Selvin, and Jennifer. Oh my God, you.
And I can believe you. I can believe you too. I can believe you.
No, baby, but no, Jennifer, no. See, I'll fall asleep, mistake, and then after a minute, mistake, I'll hear you calling me, and then I'll be like, bitch, you know, I fell asleep. I'm tired. I'll go to sleep. Miss Jennifer, and Kool-Aid, bitch, you be the call their name 5 or 6 times, mistake, and then they'll finally hear you, mistake, and get the right, girl, what, you were asleep, girl. No, I wasn't asleep, mistake. I was doing something else, bitch. You were asleep, bitch. Call me tomorrow, bro.
Okay, Kelly.
I fell asleep on a bitch, and woke up 2-3 hours later, bitch, to that motherfucking annoying ass beeping sound in my motherfucking ear. I fell asleep, bitch. Girl, I woke back up to call the bitch back and be like, you hung up on me? They said, yeah, bitch, you was asleep.
Okay, I wasn't asleep, bitch.
Bitch, honey, I nodded off, bitch, honey, bitch.
Okay.
What the fuck? Light nap, honey.
I really hope that I see you in Chicago this weekend.
Who? My flight leaves Friday morning.
I hate you, Kelly.
My flight leaves Friday. My flight leaves Friday morning. I will be in L. I will be in L.A.
I'll be in L.A.
I'm going beach party weekend, honey.
Where you going? You going to L.A.?
Yes, I'm going to L.A., honey. I'm going to get my nails, go get my filling on Thursday, get my toes done over, honey, get my new eyebrow arch, honey, get my new color, honey, pack my bathing suit, pack my two bathing suits, because I'll be at beach party weekend, honey, on Saturday. I'll be at the beach in L.A. on Saturday, honey, please.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'll be in the beach on Saturday in L.A., honey, and I will be at Mother Divine's Ball on Sunday, honey. I will be at the Legends Ball on Sunday with the legendary Mother Divine Chanel herself. I will be there in the building, bitch. I'll be back in New York on Tuesday, honey, but I will be in L.A. this weekend. L.A. this weekend, Orlando the weekend after that. Honey, the weekend after that, North Carolina. The weekend after that, New York City. That's my itinerary.
Why is Rafe working? Oh, shit.
That's my itinerary.
Who is?
I can't believe that.
Yes, honey. I'm going to make the top. I'm going to, if my funds is available and correct, I will be making a stop in Atlanta for the 10th. And then from Atlanta, I will be in Orlando on the 11th, honey, if my funds is available and correctly. But if my funds is not available, Friday I will be in Orlando. And until Monday, I'll be in Orlando the weekend of the 11th. But if funds is right, I will be making a stop at Booty and Kingsport in Atlanta, honey.
I don't understand this.
Hold on. We have a caller. 347-623. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 347-623. You're live on the air. Let's try this one more time. 347-623. You're live on the air. I guess not. Any other callers out there? Honey, I want some other callers to call in, because I know other girls don't had experiences like we was talking about and everything, bitch. The girls be acting, I don't know why the girls be acting so shy, like they don't want to call and talk about their experience. Honey, everybody want to act so shy, a brand new mistake, like they never had no experiences and all types of things, honey. These
they
are,
be too high.
Bitch, they be too high. I bet you if I went to Allegria last night, mistake, and I was over there in that corner, mistake, on my motherfucking e-pill and my cocktail, mistake, and I seen all those bitches that was in there, and he was all in there sniffing K and sniffing coke, mistake, and I was talking about them, mistake. I bet you we would have called up in here. Honey, the fuck.
You was a fool, Kelly.
Sasha, how do coke make you feel?
Oh,
ask Jay to that.
Oh, shit.
You should ask who?
Deja.
Oh.
Yes, did y'all just do what I think y'all did?
Yes, they did. And it's all falling out.
No, but I really want to know because, people, they're, like, getting, like, so free with it. They'll be having a conversation with you. Next thing you know, they like, you know what I'm saying? So I want to really know how do it make you feel. And I know Shasta know because she have did a couple of what they call as bucks.
No, actually, 99.9 of Chicago people had tried bump. First of all, you're not going to sit up there and tell me or try to put my business out there because I do cocaine. Because 99.9 of the ballroom scene itself do that shit.
No, sir. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just asking you, how do it make you feel?
Cocaine make you feel very low self-esteem.
self-esteem.
No, it doesn't. Right? Does it make you feel like that?
It makes you run across the street and get hit by a truck. If you sniffing something that makes you feel low self-esteem, you need not sniff nothing in Chicago anymore.
Yeah, you don't
need.
I need that shit from New York.
Oh, darling.
Oh, no, it's this white guy down there in Chicago. Y'all know who I'm talking about?
They're giving you.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The white guy.
Sasha, what's the white guy name in Chicago that all the coke girls go to?
Y'all saying all the coke girls go to, Miss Thing. Well, what's these girls' names, Miss Thing? Let's have an intervention right now, Miss Thing, honey.
Oh, shit. This one is over.
I was about to end the show in the next 4 minutes, Miss Thing. But, you know, we still scheduled for another half an hour. So if y'all spill these girls' names, Miss Thing, and we can get these girls to call in here, Miss Thing. Let's make it hot. Drop the names, bitch.
Hold on, New York. They have Larry. Larry in New York in the village.
Hold on. I guess a private caller want to get involved in this conversation. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
I don't know.
How you doing, baby? What's going on?
I have a private moment.
What's the private moment?
You gotta meet me in the gallery at Baltimore. My name.
You what? Okay, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller, talk. I guess not. Do I have another one? Okay, I guess not. Wait, hold on. Nope. Okay, well, go ahead. Start spelling the name, Shasha and Tayana.
Oh, I forget the white guy name. He a tranny lover, though.
How do you know that? You know him?
Huh?
You know him?
I know him.
You know the coke man in Chicago?
Oh, my God.
The white man. He really is a white man. And he hit them all.
He's not white. He's Polish.
I don't think
that y'all... Okay, but we're going to
start with one. He could be Switzerland, Polish. He got the good stuff in Chicago.
Oh, shit. Oh, give me the name, Sasha. What's the name?
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello.
I just hung up.
Oh, shit.
Shasha's gone?
No, y'all not getting it. Miss Ebony is orchestrating the whole thing.
Oh.
Y'all didn't get it.
I don't want to be hung up on.
Okay. Oh. Y'all didn't catch it. She wants y'all three times.
Uh-huh. Miss Abby, I'm not.
Oh.
No, Sasha's still on here.
I'm still here. Oh, God.
That's it. I'm out.
No, I'm out this fucking show. No, I'm off.
Miss Ebony. No, baby, that was the sign. Miss Ebony is off of work now, honey. Baby, Miss Ebony gets off of work at 1 o'clock. So anytime the show goes after 1 o'clock, Miss Thing, Jasmine is on the boards, Miss Thing. That's why that
right.
noise,
okay.
that's
I'm
why
that
side, that's why that came out. Ebony gets off of work. Ebony only works from 5 to 1, and she's off of work. So Jasmine is on the board for the extra hour.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for telling me. I'm out of here. Mm-hmm.
And y'all sitting here talking about coke and where to buy coke from and all the rest of that stuff. What is wrong with y'all?
Not me.
Hey, Jasmine.
It was the girl from Chicago.
Oh, you know, I don't even get into stuff like that.
I'm going to fuck the girl girls are mistake. I just got mistake, bitch. When I tell you, I'm not gonna read the mistake, but I just got 5 IMs mistake or Yahoo mistake, and they gave me the different people from different states and say they got the good shit.
You understand? You understand? You understand?
Kelly, who are they? Go ahead. Who are they?
Kelly, tell me, please, Kelly. I tell you the truth.
Oh, no, I'm not listening, honey.
I'm gonna fuck her up and say she gonna tell you if it's true, bitch.
Hold on, these are
not. I'm not gonna mention the people names they gave me, Miss Day. But they told me about the person in Philly. They told me about the person they get it from in Baltimore. They told me about the person they get it from in LA. They told me about the person they get it from in motherfucking Atlanta. Miss Day, they told me about the person they get it from in South Carolina, North Carolina area.
Oh, do you know the person to get it from in New York?
Yes. Deja.
Lowry. Mike Lowry.
Oh, my God, honey. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Baby, I'm really having fun. Oh, my God. I'm really having fun tonight. I'm really enjoying tonight, honey.
Okay.
I really enjoyed tonight.
I don't want it to get off.
Huh?
I said I don't want him to get off.
Me either. I'm having fun, Miss Day. I could be here all night, Miss Day.
I could be here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Me too.
I don't
be here by yourself.
Only if we get the check for it.
I want to come. I need to come. I need to get to Chicago, honey. I need to come to Chicago, honey, but not this weekend.
You come to Chicago. You come to Chicago this weekend, right? I hope it's a surprise.
No, I'm not coming to Chicago this weekend. The only reason I'll be coming to Chicago is Tatiana's not having no major ball no time soon, Miss A. And I know the Miss Rahees is having no major ball this time soon. So the only reason I would be coming to Chicago would be to come to Chicago to chill with my house kids or to chill with my gay son, Jay Herrera. That's the only reason that I will be coming to Chicago. Other than that, I will be coming to Chicago for no other reason.
I didn't know you got friends in the house of Herrera. I thought all of them hated you.
No. No. I got friends. Amori is my friend. He's in the house of Herrera.
I'm gonna bring Amori out.
Hold on. Amori is my friend. He's in the house of Herrera. Skittles is my girlfriend. She's in the house of Herrera. Jay Herrera is my son. Is my gay son. He's in the house of Herrera. His
what about
Puda,
Angel?
Hold on. His boyfriend Puda is in the house of Herrera, and that's my friend also. Angel is my girlfriend, Miss A. You know, she's in the house of Herrera, Miss A. Who else is in the house of Herrera? And, you know, all the little sex sirens. I love all the little sex sirens and pretty boys.
Well, I think that you should come to terms with Marco, then. You love, you know, you her whole house.
Why? Marco is the founder of Herrera. You should love her, too.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get the fuck out of here, Gary. You said you threw
hair or rabbit hat and shit.
Yeah. Oh, baby, yes. Yeah. That's the only reason I'll be coming to Chicago, honey. If I'm not coming to Chicago for Tayana, for Banks and Toya, or motherfucking Ms. Rahi Ball mistake, or to come see
Solomon Ball.
Or Neiman Marcus Ball mistake, or to come see
Solomon.
My gay son. To come see my gay son. What am I coming to Chicago for? Nothing else.
Solomon?
No, I don't know. Solomon, I never been to one of Solomon Ball's. Tayana,
is you commentating Contrail Ball in St. Louis?
Yes, I'll definitely be in St. Louis, and I'll definitely be on the ones and the twos.
Okay, because I'm doing the evening show that night. Okay.
Yes, mother would definitely be in the building, wash face, Miss Thing, with no paint on, Miss Thing, coming to commentate that boy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Miko.
Performance.
Baby,
hey, Miko.
I don't, I hate wasting my makeup, Miss Thang. I hate wasting my makeup, Miss Thang. And then I'm going to wind up being washed face after the end of the night anyway. It's over from sweating and running around. So I might as well just come to the ball washed face anyway, Miss Thang. So mother will definitely be in St. Louis, and I will definitely be on the ones and the motherfucking twos, honey. I'm definitely going to Atlanta for Labor Day weekend, coming back to New York for the week, and then after that I'll be in motherfucking St. Louis for my son, Contrell, and mother, Alana Khan's ball. I will definitely be on the mic, and I will be in the building. So I hope all the girls from Chicago definitely come out and definitely support Miss Sang and come out to the
Yeah, Marco Cabrera is coming out to support you to commentate.
Baby, I would definitely be there, honey. I'm only commentating the balls. I'm not doing Legend Statements and Stars. Somebody else is doing Legend Statements and Stars. But I would definitely be on the mic commentating the whole ball and thing. And I'll be doing a little Legend Statements and Stars also, but I'm not going to be doing the whole basis of the Legend Statements and Stars because, you know, I really don't know a lot of the girls in the St. Louis region, but I would definitely be there. The house of Miss Wright. The house of somebody just hit me a hold on. I think so. Wait, hold on. We got a caller. 305-992. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I was just commenting on that one. Like, I ain't never played Cops and Robbers.
No. What was Cops and Robbers?
When they used to tie you up with the handcuffs and blast hole you, stick your dick in the ass.
Yeah, what? They got a hump by your handcuff.
They handcuffed you to the bed. They handcuffed you.
That's not fun.
Have you like fell asleep next to your like next to your cousin and the lights go off and y'all both playing like y'all sleeping, y'all just feeling on each other?
Now we be hung.
I did that.
Who is this?
Who is this? You came up here and spilled the tea.
Okay. You need to write my number down, baby.
Oh, this is 11. 11, if you was my cousin back in the day, Sonny, I would have had fun playing with you.
Wake up.
Because, baby, I did have my cousins, they have 11s, mistake, but they was like 9.5s and things, mistake. They was hanging long,
mistake.
Kyle, you're exaggerating.
How about the little hole in the bathroom door, mistake, where you can see right while they pee, mistake, to see the cock.
Oh my god! I remember I spent it one time in school. Oh my god! To look for the stall. You know how you could stand on the toilet and look over the stall?
Yes.
They suspended me for points.
Ooh,
that's why I go in the men's bathroom and then walk by. You know how they had the kind where you stand up and pee?
Yes.
Yes, I feel like going to those bathrooms. But that's besides the point.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yes, I used to miss. Hold on. Somebody, so the person that's hitting me up and asking me when is the house of Ms. Rahi's house ball, you have to hit up the overall mother and find out when is the house ball going to be. But I don't think we have a no house ball, no time soon, really. We're trying to build our foundation back up to get it to where it was at. But I don't think we're having no house board no time soon. But if you have Jasmine's Yahoo or you have Jasmine contact information, you could definitely hit her up and ask her because she's definitely going to be in charge of house board. But we definitely do have one. So you can hit her up and ask her when it's going to be the house board. But as for my knowledge, it's not going to be no time soon until we get our structure back where it needs to be at and everybody works together as one team instead of being divided as the Yankees and the Mets. Thank you.
Well,
I forgot you was on the phone, Rod.
Girl.
I forgot she was on the phone, Rod. So to the person that asked you that question, she can answer the question for you right now. She wants to. I forgot she was on the phone, Rod. I was like,
the Yankees
on the phone,
and the Mets, really?
The Yankees always win, Toddy.
So who's the Yankees? Kelly, what side are you on? You the Yankees or you the Mets?
I'm not. The Yankees, yeah. Always, the Yankees always win. Shasha, what are you? Is that Nicole?
And that is me, you know. Well, Jasmine,
Nicole,
you on the line?
Well, Nicole, are y'all still playing? Are y'all playing the Jets and the Giants, or are we back to just being the Jets?
Are we us and them? Us and them. You have us, and then
the
you
Jets
have
and,
them.
The Jets
that sounds
and the
gorgeous. See, Kelly, that sounds gorgeous to me.
Jasmine, you answer the question.
What's the question?
Somebody hit me up and said, where's the next House of Mizrahi ball?
Yes.
And I said, and I answered them. I said, maybe it'll be sometime next year.
Maybe sometime next year.
And they're asking. I guess they're asking because they heard it was going to be Labor Day weekend this year, but no, the cons are doing Labor Day weekend this year.
I am so pretty, Miss A.
I just walked past a bunch of fucking boys in the store, and all the boys yelling out is that shit is heavy right there. I got a fucking dress. I walked away.
Well, girl, let me come over there so they can see how heavy this is.
Oh, they said that shit heavy, girl. Don't.
No.
Too much of attention. Silicone is too much attention.
Y'all are killing me.
What?
We killing you?
I'm going to show you how. Come over there and show you how heavy this is.
That is.
What did he just say?
The boy. What did he say?
He said that is. It was a bunch of them. He said, "Yo, that is heavy over there."
He's talking about your butt.
He needs to know he can have this shit, bitch, because it is heavy.
Baby, well, he needs to come over here and see how heavy I am.
He needs to
go.
He can take fucking all of it. Well, everybody's quieting down. I'm outside. It's time to paint the town red. It's time to go see a man about a dog. So I had a lovely time. Kelly, I'll call you later. Jasmine, take care. Jaquan, nice speaking to you. And bye, Shasha and Tayana and Rocky.
Are they still here?
Shasha? I got Shasha Phobos with Dan, honey. It's just us, honey. Well, then. Honey, let's get up out of here, honey, bitch. We had enough time, honey. And the girls start flashing. They got up out of here. Say goodnight to the girls.
Night, everybody.
Jasmine, you want to close the show out? Jasmine, did you flash on me, sir? Well, goddamn, everybody done. Why all the female figures just pop like that, Miss Say? The female figures just pop and just leave and don't even say bye or nothing. They just hinted on me, honey. I be gagging, honey. Well, I want to thank the legendary Deja for definitely coming and being a part of the show with us tonight. I definitely want to thank the legendary Tayana Milan for definitely coming and being a part of the show with us. I definitely want to thank the legendary Father Rodney Milan for definitely coming and giving us our Monday insight on what happens at the balls that he do attend over the weekend. Honey, I definitely want to thank my special guest co-host, Miss Shasha the Destroyer, for definitely coming and being a part of the show with us. And I definitely want to thank Miss Ebony for definitely running the boards from the time that she runs the boards. And I definitely want to thank and give a big shout-out to my legendary sister, the legendary Aurora mother, Jasmine Fatou Mizrahi, for definitely coming and being a part of the show with us tonight and definitely being our benefactor and funding the show so we can do all the things that we do. I can't wait to see y'all all back here tomorrow night, which will be the last Tuesday installment of the show until September, where we are definitely be coming back on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays in September. We're definitely going to have new things and definitely come out with some whole new different things to wow you girls and definitely keep you girls in tune. So until tomorrow night, like I say, every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays when we're on the air, whatever state you go to, whatever club or whatever alleyway or bathroom that you definitely pick somebody up in, make sure you definitely do practice safe sex and definitely do wrap it up. The life you save can be your own. And I love you all. Until tomorrow night, good night. Bye-bye.